You're listening to KSKQ 89.5, Ashland, Oregon, community-supported radio. My name is Gary Wilson, and this is Your Brain in the Cybersex Jungle. This show contains adult themes, so if you have any kids, get rid of them. At least get them out of the room. Now, this show normally is about internet pornography and how it impacts young men, their experiences, and the science behind what they're experiencing. However, today, we're going to be looking at females, which is unusual. You can also visit www.yourbrainonporn.com for more information. It's a secular site, and you can't buy anything there. Now, today we have a special guest. It is my wife, Marnia, and we have her here because we are going to be discussing the effects of porn, internet porn, on women. Now, normally we have discussed it with men, but we've done some investigating and we have found that women too are experiencing some of these similar problems. Welcome, Marnia.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Well, that's good. When it comes to women, we've had very few what we call rebooting accounts. Rebooting accounts are where people tell their stories. In fact, I don't think we have any at all. Not too long ago, some Swedish articles arrived, and they were describing how females were also experiencing some of the same symptoms that young men were experiencing, like loss of attraction to real partners, inability to achieve orgasm, just not getting excited during sex anymore, and this was unusual for them. So could you tell us about that first article that piqued your interest?
Yes, the translation, of course, you never know what Chrome does, so apologies to anyone who's Swedish who interprets the article differently, but they said that women, too, were suffering from porn impotence. What happened was they ran a series of articles about men having this problem, and all of a sudden the women started to chirp up, so they put out an article about them too. So here is a loose translation of what a couple of the women said. One said, "I've wondered about the reason for my lack of interest in sex in real life. I can definitely see the pattern. A lot of porn equals declining potency with a partner." They call it female porn impotence. That's what their word translates as. And this woman said, "I've reached the stage where I opt out of sex with a partner and settle for porn." And the whole brain science behind that really made a lot of sense to her. Another one said, "Well, porn use itself might be empowering, meaning you can cause a climax very easily," she said, "but it can act as a barrier when one suddenly wants to establish an intimate relationship," meaning with a real partner. So that was pretty dramatic.
So that piqued our interest, and what you did is you decided to go on to Reddit, and Reddit has a very large website, a subreddit called NoFap, where primarily guys, at least we thought, are there to try to give up porn. The membership is well over 60,000.
Yeah, it's about 62,000.
And you decided to do some investigating over there, correct?
That's right. I talked to one of the founders of Reddit, and I said, "Well, how many femstronauts," that's the nickname, they call themselves fapstronauts, the boys, and so the women have come up with this name, femstronauts. How many femstronauts are there? Well, it turned out that there were over 700. So that's quite a few. And Gary and I talked about it, and Gary said, "Well, they're probably there because their partners are having porn problems." But not so. And we knew all of them weren't there for that reason, because we have from time to time seen posts by women. So what I did was I started to go through the list of femstronauts, and I checked out 540 of this just over 700 that we were given. Only about a quarter of them had actually posted anything, so those are the only ones I know for sure what their motives are for being there. Of those, 93%, that's more than 9 out of 10, were there because they were trying to quit an unwanted behavior. Now, usually that was porn, but sometimes it was excessive sex toy use or some other form of masturbation or a combination of things. To our surprise, only about 7% were there seeking advice about how to deal with their partner's porn use. And another thing that surprised us, because we had seen several lesbians writing on yourbrainonporn.com.
Yeah, and I've seen about 3 or 4 over the last year or so. All 4 of them, their complaint was they had escalated to porn that didn't match their sexual orientation. In other words, they moved to straight porn, and often they were hooked on some of the violent straight porn, even rape porn, and they were very disturbed by it.
So we thought maybe, well, these could be mostly lesbians and bisexuals who are struggling with this. Not so. Most of the women who were there to quit a behavior were talking about sex with men, so it was mostly straight women, too, so that was very interesting. I think what struck me the most was how closely the Femstronauts accounts mirrored the experience of the men's self-reports that we've seen about internet porn-related symptoms.
Well, I'd like to just mention something is, obviously, men are attracted to porn, they're attracted to visuals, and I'm sure that more young men use porn regularly than young women. However, for a young man, often they're driven to give up porn because they're having sexual difficulties such as ED, delayed ejaculation, or even loss of attraction to real partners. And I think this is harder to recognize in a woman who doesn't have a penis that automatically reacts when you're 20 or 21. So I think there might be a disconnect because this is just how they have felt and they've been using porn since their early teens, perhaps. So those are my thoughts.
There's a lot to be said for that. However, this generation, a lot of them have started masturbating quite early and they do notice a difference. They do see a difference when porn affects them. And I was interested to see a number of the women report that they could connect their porn use with loss of genital sensitivity and loss of desire for a partner. So that was very similar. Here's a quote from one of them. "I'm a woman in a long-term relationship. I usually masturbate every few days, and I started using porn because it made it easier and faster to reach orgasm. However, each time, it gets more and more difficult to climax, and over the years, the porn I watch has become more extreme or unusual to get the same amount of excitement. I also cannot climax with my boyfriend. It's very true that porn desensitizes you, but once you can hardly orgasm without it, it's difficult to give up." And that's so similar.
That is so similar. And desensitization, what we see occur is that men need more and more stimulation to achieve the same buzz. And this is an addiction process. This is a decline in the activity of what's called the reward circuit, which is driven by dopamine. So it's occurring in the brain, probably less and less dopamine in response to the stimuli. So what they do is they escalate, we call it escalate, and they move to harder porn because it's so novel and unusual. And novelty itself, sexual novelty itself, jacks up dopamine. So they're searching for something that will jack up their lagging dopamine.
And here's a woman who's talking about just what you were talking about. Can women experience the equivalent of ED? And she's saying something similar to what you were getting at. She said, "For us girls, a moderate ED is tough to spot." Now, obviously, it's not, strictly speaking, erectile dysfunction that she's talking about, but she said, "I feel it the same way as I read guys describe it. There's desire, but no arousal, no throbbing, pulling, overwhelming, pleasurable sensation in the clitoris and lower abdomen, only a kind of mental push towards sex. And by the way, I do have PE, meaning premature ejaculation, except it might more accurately be called premature orgasm, that is, orgasming while my excitation is really still low and the quality of the orgasm becomes quite mediocre. Such an orgasm is often unannounced except for a kind of anxiety-like tension but localized in the genitals." And this is very similar to what men describe, even though women aren't gauging it by an erection. They can gauge it by the fact that their arousal is not feeling normal. It's been numbed.
Well, let's look at that. So you can have a reflex orgasm that occurs just from the genitals going to the spinal cord and going back out. In fact, that can be induced in people who have spinal cord injuries. So that can happen. So what they're saying is that the brain part of the experience of enjoyment is less, even though you can have a reflexive orgasm.
Right. That seems to be what they're experiencing.
Yeah.
They're also complaining of another behavior that men do, and that is binging, or as one person described it, procrasturbation, meaning just getting stuck in a binge. So here's a woman describing her experience. Female masturbation can get pretty uncontrollable. There's no downtime. On sick days, that's in quotes, home from school, I'd go on porn binges and come about 30 plus times. Now I want to stop having to imagine really degrading porn while having sex just so I can come. It really detaches me from the intimacy of the situation.
Just let everyone know you're listening to Your Brain in the Cybersex Jungle. I am Gary and this is Marnia, and we're discussing the effects of excess porn use on females today.
Here's another woman with that same binge problem. Recently, I find myself getting off maybe 6 or 7 times a day. It takes up my time. It makes me late. I can't help feeling that it's an obsession of sorts because I can't not do it. Porn disgusts me, but recently I've been using it as a quick fix against my better judgment. Anyway, I'm all pro-masturbation, but I feel it's time to take up the gauntlet and do this thing. She means go on a 90-day challenge of not using porn.
Well, you know, that's interesting, the statement, porn disgusts me, but I need it in order to get an orgasm. And this comes down to another biological effect in the brain, and that's called sexual conditioning. Sexual conditioning has a process similar to addiction. It uses some of the same biological molecules. But during adolescence, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to condition yourself to the who, what, where, and everything about sex so that you can reproduce successfully. What occurs is you can actually sexually condition your excitement, that's what it means, your excitement, to something that disgusts you. And they've even done this in animal experiments where they've conditioned male rats to get excited to females that smell like death. Yes, they cover them in something called cadaverine. And they smell like death, and a rat will normally just run away from dead objects or bury them. But you can condition your sexuality to nearly everything, is what I'm trying to say.
That's right. Now, there's something else that the women are reporting, which might make you smile. You know, women are often complaining that porn use by men is causing the men to see them as sexual objects. Well, I was amazed to read that some of the femstronauts are having the same problem in reverse. Here's a woman who says, I also have the feeling that when I have sex with someone I love, I'm distracted because I've watched too much porn and I actually think about all the gross stuff I watched. It just forms this big obstacle in my sex life. And she has an unhappy face next to that. And here's another one. I'm in a long-distance relationship. I masturbate almost every day. I find myself mentally objectifying my male friends. And I lose a lot of valuable time I should be spending on work. I also used to be a flirt when I was younger, before I discovered that ladies could masturbate too, which wasn't until halfway through college. After which, I lost some of the urge to cuddle or be close to men. So you can see these women are going to be very sympathetic when they get with a guy who's had a porn problem and he's feeling some of those same symptoms. I think that's the silver lining here.
You know, there's also a thread, you know, I lost some of the urge to cuddle. And the thread I'm discussing is that many of the men also say that they really miss out on the cuddling, on the closeness, with so much emphasis in porn on the ejaculation, on the orgasm, on this really
peculiar behaviors.
Yeah, and fetishes that sometimes translates into their regular sex life, and they sort of mimic porn, and they miss out on that good bonding behaviors, right?
And some of them feel squeamish because of the kinds of things that they've been looking at. Then when they, well, here's a woman describing a problem we've heard from men all the time. I am bisexual. The next time I see a new friend that I have masturbated to, something is different. No matter how normal, in quotes, I think I am acting, I can't shake the feeling she knows something is up. This is just one example of why I'm starting this challenge. I am tired of not being able to grasp the reality because I'm too focused on the fantasy.
Yeah, the fantasy, and as mentioned in earlier, these scenes about porn popping up in your mind during
flashbacks.
Sex. Flashbacks, that's very common.
Right, and it can be unsettling because you're not in the present moment. You can't fully enjoy the experience of real sex because these arousal is so tightly linked to porn that I think the brain just starts, you know, looking around for movies.
Yeah, tightly linked means sexual conditioning. This is what arouses me.
Exactly. Another thing the women are reporting that the men are is escalation to more extreme porn. I read something about that in another woman, but here's another woman. It's only been a year since I discovered the beauty of an orgasm, but I've already seen my share of some of the nastiest and most taboo porn out there. And to think I'm still young, I want to be me again, but it's hard.
And that's what guys complain. They want to erase their memories of some of the stuff that they've seen and also masturbated to.
And this can slip into addiction. Certainly, you know, we've talked a lot about men who have used to the point where their brain develops these more lasting changes. This happens with women, too. I'll just read a short account of one of them. I have to masturbate every day. I am sick and tired of it. I am sore down there. It hurts. And my mind just can't stop playing images of sexual fantasies, whether I'm awake or asleep. I miss being normal and attracted to girls. This speaker happens to be a lesbian. And being able to admire their beauty. It's all gone. I feel like an asexual now. I am not attracted to either sex ever since my porn addiction started.
Now, I've seen that on a lot of forums by men stating that they're now asexual, which means no sex, but they still continue to use porn every day. So you can't be asexual and still masturbate to porn. I think it's more you're addicted to porn and real life just isn't exciting.
That's right. Some of the other symptoms that we often hear in men are also turning up in women. Here's a woman who says, I feel like my energy has been completely sapped and my mind and focus are fragmented. Concentration on anything substantial has become difficult, especially with porn available at a moment's notice on the internet. The procrastination has been out of control. As for the female version of ED, so here's another one harking back to that, I definitely had that kind of issue with clitoral stimulation. In order for me to get off of the guy, I would generally need to fantasize about something in my mind for it to even work. The sensitivity just wasn't there on its own, or I was too used to the way it felt when I did it myself. I think this might also be what guys face. When a guy not only compares the physical appearance, but also behavior in bed, and they notice their lady in real life is not behaving like their favorite porn star, they're brushing up to this difference in expectation.
Yeah, so that's expectations. Again, we go back to sexual conditioning. You expect it to be a certain way, and when it's not, you have actually a drop in excitement. This is normal. And this drop in excitement is a drop in dopamine. So if something doesn't meet your expectations, your dopamine drops, and that ends up being less sexually exciting to you.
The good news about all these accounts that I read is that women are also showing improvements after quitting. So that's the same as the experience with men. Here's Hope. This was day 36 for her. This experience of giving up porn has helped me so much. I just can't let myself go back to how I was. I have so much excitement and energy every day, and there's a confidence in me that I never knew existed. I don't want to lose that. And this is what the men talk about, too. This increase in mojo is what they call it. So another thing that they report improving when they quit is more sexual pleasure and more of an emotional sexual responsiveness in general. Olivia, for example, says, I started masturbating when I was a virgin, and when I did finally have sex, I didn't enjoy it at all. It felt numb, and I was programmed to only get off from the clit. After doing a month without masturbating to porn, I started enjoying sex for the first time, and I didn't have to rely on the clit at all. Another woman, my main issue was that I made myself so sore that I would be too sensitive for my significant other to give me oral sex, etc. I used to masturbate every day at least twice before I went to bed, more out of habit than because I actually wanted to. It's only been just over a week, and I've already been, ahem, enjoying the benefits with my significant other. And another woman, the benefits of NoFap, that's giving up masturbation porn, aren't just for men. I never thought sex could get any better than it already was, but I was wrong. When both partners are saving all their desire for each other, things can be amazing.
So guys also experience other benefits like better mood, like increased concentration, less anxiety. Do women also report this?
Yes, they do. Here's one who says, I'm a better person while not masturbating to porn. I'm happier, nicer, more productive. Porn is a sort of crutch for me, something to fall back on, maybe a major procrastination tool. That word comes up a lot, doesn't it? Another woman, day 41, finally had sex with a real person. She said, "He was respectful, gentle, and authentic, and the first guy I've been with since I quit. Having gone the longest period of time between orgasms since I was about 11, I found it much easier for him to satisfy me. I felt this level of respect for myself that I've never experienced before. Of course, I have my days of not feeling so great as well, but I experience a sense of clarity and peace much more often now." And please notice that sentence. It was easier for the man to satisfy her. I feel like a lot of people today who are really hitting this synthetic stimulation hard are blaming their partners when they're not sexually responsive. Oh, he didn't do it right, or he's not giving me what I deserve, or vice versa. But, you know, the problem goes the other way. But it's their actions that are actually numbing their brains to pleasure. And so it becomes very hard for the partner to fill this black hole in their brain, which is something that's under their control and that takes time to return to normal. And they have to give it a rest for that to happen.
So in other words, this whole idea that perhaps porn can be sex negative. Is that what you're saying? Is that actually it can affect someone's sex life negatively?
Oh, absolutely it can. And that's funny because it used to be that anybody who was pro-porn was automatically deemed sex positive, and that's turning out to be not right at all.
Yeah, we're turning that one on the head. Is actually people who say, maybe give porn up for a while and see how it affects your real sex life, might actually be the sex positive ones.
That's the sex positive choice for some, that's for sure. And you were asking about people's emotional balance and so forth. This shows up in all kinds of ways. Here's a woman who's explaining how it showed up for her. "I used to look at every guy I saw as a potential boyfriend. It was a real problem and kept me from getting into healthy relationships with great guys. Since quitting, I am able to look at guys as potential for a great friendship rather than potentially a boyfriend or sex partner. These healthy friendships have made me feel more comfortable around guys than I've been in years. It is great to be in a room with men and consider sitting down and having a cup of coffee with them rather than imagining what it might be like to be in bed." That happens to men all the time, too. Like, whoa, women are real people. They're interesting to talk to. I like their smiles, their eyes, all the things they didn't notice when their brains had them locked into specific sexual cues that they were masturbating to in the synthetic stimulation.
Yeah, so perceptions of the opposite sex change. And again, you don't know this unless you stop using porn.
And you have to stop for weeks, usually, before you see them.
Or months.
Yeah, or even months, it's true. Women also notice something men report a lot in terms of greater discipline, self-discipline. So this woman says, "I'm doing this to gain mastery over impulses, my body, and retraining my brain just like all of you. I'm also participating in this alongside of my spouse." So they both decided to give up porn. "This process and the effects are not just placebo. It really changes things. I dedicate mental and emotional energy to very productive things now instead of always thinking about sex. My husband says he has an increased desire and appreciation for me. I'm feeling more independent and confident."
That's quite something.
Yeah, here's a woman who says, "It was quite a struggle for a while, but in the end, I succeeded in stopping for several consecutive months. I don't masturbate when I'm bored anymore because I recognize that it's just something to make me feel better about being bored. I try to do something more lasting, like working on a project. I still consider my experience and the research I did along with it to be extremely valuable. I learned a lot about the nature of addiction, and I became more aware of when I was doing something compulsively versus doing it because I really wanted to. It's still an effort to make that conscious decision, but now I'm much more prepared. I started applying the mental skills I learned to things like sugar addiction and other stronger substances. Now I feel more under control. It's healthy to do things just to feel good, as long as you know that's what you're doing and you don't get caught in a loop, essentially chasing the dragon."
This is what guys often report, is that once they give up porn, they find they have more willpower for other so-called addictions. And this can be also seen in animals when they have high levels of sex. They also have cravings for more use of drugs, or if they have more drugs, they have more cravings for other drugs. So it sensitizes or awakens the reward circuit to go after anything that will stimulate it.
The other thing that women report is that porn conditions their expectations about sex. they've been complaining about this happening to men's sexual conditioning, but it's happening to them too. It makes the woman believe that porn scenarios are representative of real sex, or causes them to imagine they want to be treated like a porn star, at least tolerate a partner's porn-shaped beliefs. Here's a young woman saying, "Seeing the hardcore porn affected me in so many ways. Why didn't I look like those women? Why are my breasts smaller? Would men not like that my labia are longer? What about me being pale? Would it be better if I tanned, shaved, trimmed, bush? Why do I not moan like that? Why can't I not come like those girls can? It took me a while when I was younger to realize how fake and unrealistic porn is. Hindsight is really 20/20. And here's another one. "I don't really have a porn addiction problem. What I did do, but still slowly recovering," she says, "have, is this idea that as a woman I need to act like a porn star in order to keep a man interested. Constant loud moaning, over-exaggerating, constantly switching positions, having, okay, faking, 10 orgasms, willing to do anything, etc., etc. Being really fake because you think that's how it's supposed to be and what men like, making it quite impossible to genuinely enjoy what's happening."
So, how would you like to sum this up?
The men are having the same problems as the women, and that means it must be coming from the brain.
Yeah, and I would say that. What we're also seeing is that they are sexually conditioning themselves at a very early age. So that's about it for the show. We'll see you next week.